Studio full of women, Matt.
Lucky guys.
And a studio full of women. And David Basil confidant, Jordan Johnson.
That's a title.
Are you his Gail? Are you Gailed his Oprah? Is that kind of what the situation is between the two of you? You're Gailed his Oprah.
It's a, kind of like you and Grant. Probably.
Very similar. Now, see, Grant and I are more like Hall and Oates, you know? More like Simon and Garfunkel, Andrew Ridgely and George Michael. That's here. We're sort of kind of, you know, maybe I might be Oates, but, you know, you're sort of Gail to Basil's Oprah. Did you watch the final show? Anyone?
Yeah.
Ladies?
I did.
Final Oprah? Final
jerker.
Oprah?
I DVR'd it. Haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
DVR'd it.
You got a problem. Well, you were in some sort of jazzercise flash mob
that's
yesterday.
Right, that's right.
And you had to ask the question, should I be embarrassed?
Hey, geez. It was fun.
It was, hot.
It was ridiculous
it.
Fun, but it was
I saw
fun.
The video. It was amazing.
Yeah. There's video. Oh, God.
There's a YouTube video going on.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Uh-oh. There's video evidence of this now.
You can watch it anytime you want.
Great.
We got a ton of stuff to get to this hour. Lena Moore with the Clinton Foundation is in studio with us, and a man who was too chicken to come in studio because he knows what he's going to get. We've been discussing my revenge on Little Rock, my friend of over 20 years, and the mayor of Little Rock, Mark Stodola, joins us by telephone because he does fear for his life the next time that I see him. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And for those of you who haven't listened the last couple of 3 weeks, I've declared a fatwa, a jihad, on Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, my friend of over 20 years, and he does a spectacular job as mayor of the city. However, when recounting his old Hoop Fest days, Lena,
okay,
in an interview with Wally Hall recently, he rambles on and on about our friend Tim Pickering and his old Hoop Fest teams. Not one single mention of the Hoop Fest team, the original Hoop Fest team, was myself, then Congressman Tommy Robinson's chief of staff, Ed Fry, and Lee Pittman.
He didn't give you any recognition?
Nothing, none wow. whatsoever. It's as though it's a moment in his life he would just want to block out and admit never happened. Because
that's because we never won when you were on the team.
Well, we did. We had the greatest collection of short shorts that ever took a court within Hoop Fest. It was like four Larry Birds, only a little shorter. Fry played in a pair of cutoffs. So just to give you an idea of that. But was I mentioned? No, not at all. So at that moment in time, I said, look, I've got a team in Hoop Jams. I've got them all on a 48-hour furlough from Cummins. And we're coming after you, Mayor. We're coming after your team. So we're hoping for your own safety that you're merely a coach or an advisor and not an actual participant.
Well, as you remember well, I only had to participate when somebody would fail to show up for the game.
Yes.
As I recall, the one person that failed to show up for the game was a person named Bill Vickery.
Yes.
Who had a white Jeep at the time and ran out of gas in North Little Rock on the other side of the bridge.
Well, I
and
was
that's
driving.
When our friend,
yes.
That's when our friend Ed Fry, who yes. was wearing boat shoes at the time, actually did have to go in. And when you finally got to the game, which was almost over, we were only 2 points behind.
Right.
Both Ed and I offered to take ourselves out of the game
no.
so you could get in there and play, and you were so nervous that you had ruined it for us that every time you got the ball, you
yes.
shot.
Yes. Well,
and unfortunately, every time you got the ball and shot, you missed.
I was a designated scorer off the bench.
Within about 2 minutes, we were 6 points behind.
Well, I was the designated scorer off the bench, and poor Ed Fry suffered some sort of cardiac event during that. But but now we're here to talk about we're here to talk about Hoop Jams.
And you know
Lena.
What? I have to yes. say that you and the mayor have aged well, and there's
well,
still
aren't
a slot for you all to bring
oh,
sexy
well,
back
you.
To 3-on-3 basketball. Come on now.
Me in a pair of Larry Bird shorts. Nothing short of sexy. You know how they paint those bikinis on models? Different events, Playboy Mansion, things like that. I think I could just paint a pair of shorts on, run around in three. We're trying to get people to participate in Hoop Jams, not to flee the whole thing. What? Okay, tell us everything that's going on, Lena.
Okay, Hoop Jams will be June 11 and 12, And registration deadline is June 6th. Mm-hmm. There are still slots available. We are going to have three-on-three basketball on the grounds of the Clinton Presidential Center. It is a partnership between the Clinton Foundation and Arkansas Baptist College, and the net proceeds will benefit our educational programs. And so we want you to come out and bounce a basketball through the entertainment of basketball, support our educational programs. And so we have slots for kids from 6 on up,
mm-hmm.
and I say on up, I mean, you know, 45 up, you can still come out and play.
And we get into the mayor's age group.
We have youth divisions and adult divisions. You can have 4 players to each team. Mm-hmm. So for the youth division from 6 to 12, it will be $80 for the team. So that's like $20 a player.
Yes, that's nothing. Yes.
Very reasonable, right?
Very reasonable.
And then 13 to 18, $90 for a team. And for all adults across the board, 19 and up, it's $100 per team. We need you to come out and support us. Sign up, women and men, girls yes. and boys. Sign
That's
up.
That's actually going to be my team. It's a team full of women. While I joke with the mayor here about coming after him, I've organized what I believe is a crack team of women.
Yes.
To play in the hoop gym. Now, whether they'll participate or not depends on you know, my ability to convince them of such. But we'll see.
Well, we've mapped it out. It's going to all be centralized on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
We've mapped out where we can get around 24 goals in the parking lot.
Right.
We have that concrete pad. If you're at Riverfest,
right.
you see that concrete pad. That's where the band is playing
Stage
right now,
right? There, yeah.
That's going to be our premier court. We're going to mm-hmm. have a sport court out there for the joints, you know, to help. That's where you'll see the finals played, you know, for division winners. They'll play their final games there. You'll see the slam dunk contest. You'll see the three-point contest and celebrity games. And so it's we're going to have bleachers all around it, our VIP tent right there. It's going to be nice, nicely laid out.
Well, and that's a great venue. I got to tell you, living downtown, I've often said that people don't utilize the grounds of the Clinton
right.
Library enough because, well, Riverfest is a great example.
Uh-huh.
It's a great place to go see a show.
Sure.
The Nelly Show tonight is fantastic. I mean, it's right there. It's easy in, it's easy out. The
right.
parking's all around it. And it's a very easy environment. Then you spill over right square into downtown, the River Market area, and
yeah.
grab a meal or something like that.
We're going to have referees, court monitors to make sure play is safe and
yes.
fair. I know that's important for your team.
Very important for my team. They've got nothing to lose. So
the police department's going to come out, secure the grounds for us, and so we'll have a kid zone. It's definitely going to be a family environment, fun event.
Now, I know as great a basketball player as Mark Stodola has been in the past, and as wonderful a sight as it is to see him in an old jersey.
Right.
And an old Sidney Moncrief jersey.
Right.
And a pair of Larry Bird short shorts. you've got somebody a little higher profile.
Key person, Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, key.
So Joe's the honorary chairman, I guess,
yes.
or chairperson.
And he's going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
Joe got knocked out of the game, so, you know, he's going to be there.
Here we go. It's Stodola with a shot out of the blue.
You know, they played really well this season, though.
They did.
I mean, really, really
One
well.
One of the premier players in the National Basketball Association.
Former Arkansas Razorback.
Former Razorback.
Yes.
And a great guy, really committed to the city and committed to the city of Little Rock.
And, you know, I must throw this out. Pat Bradley is going to be one of our celebrity basketball players
right.
as well.
We discussed this Friday on the show.
Okay.
Now, Pat went on a training regimen which lasted all of 20 minutes. And he's, for those of you who remember Pat Bradley from his days with the Razorbacks.
Right.
Lean, sinewy, silky smooth jump shot. At one time, the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the SEC.
I think he still holds the record at Arkansas, doesn't he?
He still holds the record at Arkansas, no longer the SEC.
Yeah.
But he's moved now to what I would sort of refer to as a big man at the low block now. he's a little wider, you know, maybe not as can't really take things off the dribble, but it'll be fun to see Pat in a pair of short shorts as well.
Sure.
So now, how did the mayor get in? Mayor, how did you come to be involved in this whole thing?
Well, you're talking about hoop jams.
Yes, hoop jams.
Well, it's a great activity for some great organizations in terms of sponsorship, and it's a great event for the city. It brings people in from all over the state. They bring in their teams, and they spend the weekend here and have great fun, great time, and all for a good cause.
And I want to thank the mayor, too, because the city has been a great support. The city manager and the mayor have really supported this event, so I want to thank them and all of our sponsors.
Women's and men's teams, pretty much any age, depending upon the bracket, any age can play.
Correct.
Although at our age, Stodola and I probably should play in the 11 to 12-year-old age bracket.
Have height category. We do ask people if they're
What about for the mayor and I, a weight category? What about that? Because I'll go running these 5Ks, and they're always divided up by age.
Yeah.
I want a weight category.
We could be a great offensive line. Are we playing basketball or football?
We could. Let me tell you something. You and I, really, we could take out a linebacker, too. Pull and kick out a corner.
That's just like
the old days. Okay, I want to hit the website, though, because this will be a lot of fun over 2 days. It's a great venue down there. The weather's supposed to be great, too. It's not hot. It's not so hot that you're going to kill yourself.
Right.
But it's hoopjamslr.com.
Hoopjamslr.com. That's right.
Hoopjamslr.com or dial 370-8000. Hoopjamslr. Let's see if we, Matt, let's put this up on our website and get a link to it maybe a little bit later today or tomorrow.
Got it.
So folks can go on the Sunday Buzz section of the 103.7 website and then be connected through to hoopjamslr.com. It's very inexpensive.
Right.
All age groups, and you get to see the mayor in a pair of Larry Bird.
There you go. You have to come out for that.
We're going to have to pay people to do that.
Don't even have that at Riverfest, do you, ladies? No, don't even have
mayor,
that.
Mayor, I have faith in you 100%. You're going to take it down. I have faith.
I will say that may be more appropriate for the Little Rock Zoo.
Absolutely.
To have the mayor. I'm kidding. I kid.
We're building a new exhibit for you, Bill.
For me, yeah.
Just for you, yeah.
That's
special.
Yeah. Okay, Mayor. Well, we will get to see you out there. The fact that you've come on today has tempered some of my ill will toward you for the snub in Wally Hall's column.
Well, no, I don't write those articles. Wally writes those articles. He just neglected to mention you.
You that was such a snub. That was a moment in your life that you want. I wish you could have seen. The mayor had on this knee brace that had to be from World War I. I mean, it was just this.
I also want to throw in there's a three-game guarantee for all the teams.
So you're going to play, you get a minimum of three games.
Yes.
That's probably way too much for the mayor and myself, okay?
Yeah, we'll be going
That's why you have
then.
That fourth person, so you can sit out if you need to.
Hey, Mayor, thanks a lot for joining, buddy. It's good talking to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. Hope everybody will come on out for it.
You're the man, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
HoopJamsLR, HoopJamsLR.com, 370-8000. That's where you get into. We'll see if we can't put up something. Joe Johnson will be there. We'll put a link to that on our site inside the 103.7 page. You got to sign up by June the 6th.
That's right.
And what is it? It's June the 11th and 12th.
Right.
Be a great weekend.
Correct.
A lot of fun down at the Quinton Library. So.
Thank you so much.
Super.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Lena. We'll see. Hopefully there won't be any sort of major, if you hear any EMTs dispatched down there, well, then you'll know that
they'll be down there on the ground.
Somebody's pulled a muscle or
fallen,
much like REO Speedwagon tonight. Don't want anybody to fall and break a hip. Hey, can you ladies tell me, as Lucinda Williams will sing us out to break, is it the original? It's all the original members of REO Speedwagon, isn't it?
It is. They'll all be there.
You don't have to wheel any of them out on stage?
Nope. They'll be there.
Who were you telling me earlier that you thought was just a beautiful man, a beautiful looking man?
Oh, David Nail.
David Nail.
He's a new country
artist.
Yeah,
I got no idea. Did you have any idea?
Never heard of him.
Gorgeous.
Brett Michaels, too. He's just pretty.
He is a pretty man, I'll say that.
His hair, everything.
Well, let's don't go too far now. Okay, HoopJamsLR.com, thank you very much for coming on. I want to talk about the Little Rock Film Festival and Riverfest when we get back.